The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Have you ever heard the phrase, "Don't judge me, man"? Well, guess what? I judge that. Plus, the kingdom of God and snowflakes. We'll just wait till we get there before I explain it. And Johnny Hill is hanging out with us, and he'll be leading the second segment of the David Spoon Experience.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, which is poly being many and ticks being blood-sucking insects. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before I go anywhere else, let me just say right off the bat, I said Johnny was teaching in the second segment. I meant the third segment. You know, that's how you start a show. First line, first word, wrong. It's like, what is it, Friday? Is it Friday?
It's Friday.
Praise the Lord. It's Friday. That's all I can say. Let's give a shout out to our good friend Clint, Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage, cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all over the Texas area. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies, A-plus rating with the BBB, and thousands of happy customers. You got something going on? It needs restoration? Mr. Restore. Watch this. Restoration. Mr. Restore. Restoration. Mr. Restore. See how that works? Mr. Restore.com. You can also connect to them through our webpage at hemustincrease.org. Their number 877-631-7576. Let me say welcome to my good friend Johnny Hill. Welcome, sir.
Hey, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let me say hello to Wonder Julie because she's always a part of the show, especially when Johnny comes on. It's kind of like a three discussion kind of thing, although she called herself an animal the other just about 5 minutes ago.
I said, I'm just the monkey behind the glass.
Just the monkey behind the
That's
glass.
That's not true.
That is not true. You can also sing Fig Newton songs.
I can.
See, not every monkey can do that.
Did they get in touch with you?
Not yet.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what everyone wants is a lifetime supply of Fig Newton.
Well, you did a good job.
Yeah, I think you should get it. Let's talk about, does anybody know what holidays are on today?
It's Friday. That's a good enough holiday.
That is
for
a
me.
Good holiday. Today is Compliment Day. You are Aww. A fantastic engineer. Thank you.
Amen.
You are a fantastic co-host. Thank you.
Thank you.
I look great when I don't use a mirror. Okay, great. All right, that's number one. Number two, it's Good Belly Laugh Day.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, that deeper
that.
Laugh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. My wife has this very sarcastic fake laugh. Okay? I mean, she's just like, and she does it on purpose when she's telling you, okay, I'm going to complimentary laugh, but it's not real, and
wow.
I want you to know that. Like,
Wow.
Yeah, one of those. You don't think I go through a lot? It's crazy. It's also National Peanut Butter Day.
Okay. Mm.
Which I am a big, big fan of. Yummy. So I'm gonna say that right now. For those that want to know a little bit of history about today, 1984, on this day, the first Apple Macintosh went on sale.
Wow.
That's kind of amazing if you think about it. Also, in 1986, on this day, Voyager 2 flies, watch this, within 50,000 miles of Uranus, which is not the name I would normally call that planet. But since we're on radio, we don't want to get in any trouble. But anyhow, it had discovered that there were 11 previously unknown moons and two unknown rings. That's how you get a little bit of information. But the big thing about today for 1922, on this day, patented. Ready? Patented. The Eskimo pie was invented on this day in 1922. The ice cream.
I can't remember the last time I had an Eskimo pie.
Oh, my goodness. Really? I like Eskimo pie. Of course, I like any ice cream that I can get to before anybody else does. So that's one of them. I mean, I just like that. Really. I'm a big Eskimo pie fan. And then I like some of the like the Klondike bar kind of stuff.
Sound like a pro.
Okay. Pretty funny, Johnny. That was pretty good. All right, let's do this real fast. We always have a good time, especially on Fridays. We want you to have a good weekend, and we don't want you going into the weekend being all depressed or whatever. So do me a favor. Watch a little less television.
That's probably a good idea.
And watch this. So have you ever heard anybody say this to you? This is a classic. You're judging me, man. Don't judge me, man. And they even put that on TV. You know, and it's like some dude who's like really – needs to be judged.
You do get kind of wound up on Fridays. Maybe we should pray first.
Don't judge me, man. Okay, so anyway, most of those people forget that John chapter 7, verse 24, also equally in the Gospels, also equally words of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, judge ye righteous judgment. So the same guy that says, don't judge, when you take it out of context, it doesn't make sense with John chapter 7, verse 24, which says, judge ye righteous judgment. And really, if you want to know, Johnny's probably not going to like this that much, but I think the proper response when somebody says, don't judge me, man, that you should say, dude, by saying that, you're judging me.
That's true.
How about that? Because you're judging me, then I'm judging you. That could be never ending. Bottom line, any discussion that we have with people, and John and I were just talking about this, is I think the bottom line, and I'm going to give him a chance to respond, and then we'll jump into some of these different elements of it, is in any conversation regarding God, regarding life, regarding spiritual truths, regarding morality, regarding anything, I think the most important thing is to identify what a person's authority is.
Good point.
Because what if their authority is Eskimo pies?
What about grandma?
What if their authority is grandma? And what if she's not alive? And then it's like – then it's they're just pulling stuff out and you have no idea. You see what I'm saying? That's got to be dangerous. Well, here's an area that people use as their authority that could be dangerous. Society. Have you ever met somebody who used like society as their gauge as to what is okay and what is not okay?
Everybody?
Everybody. Excellent answer. So it's kind of like the culture of society of the day. And the problem with that, of course, is that cultures change. There's no consistency in cultures. You can't take our culture and run it back 200 years because everybody would pull out their muskets. See, muskets. I use muskets on purpose. And then they would shoot you. So you can't do that. That's not going to – here's another – and here's – tell me if you ever heard this expression. Well, you know, if it feels good, do it. Right? Have you ever heard that expression?
All the time.
Isn't that amazing how feelings become a source of authority in people's – if it's a culture, that's how I feel. And if it feels okay, it should be fine.
That's why I stay away from the Facebook memes. Because they all go back to that same thing.
Oh, that's an interesting point. I didn't even think of it that way. So do you? I mean, some days I assume because you're in the moving business, some days you're feeling great, and some days you're feeling like you want to be the one that's moved versus moving somebody else. Is that how it goes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. That's why it's so important to go back right to the Word of God and pray ourselves up with consistently with the Word of God, because we can't go based on how we feel.
If you go based on how you feel and you have a lousy dinner, that could create some problems, couldn't it? I mean, if you have a bad – and we've talked about this before. Let's say you eat 26 tacos and 37 Cheetos and 16 large Mountain Dews.
How do you know we do that?
Okay. That's so sad. And so, but my point is, you're not going to feel the love of God, but that does not deny the truth of the love of God. See, that's
true.
Right? So you got to watch that feeling. So people use society or culture, they'll use feelings, and they'll use reasonings, what they'll call reasonings, but that becomes an issue. We, John and I were talking about some commentators on a passage in Isaiah 40:22 and so what their theory is and so on and so forth. But that's the interesting part is when people are using reasonings, whose reasonings? Who is establishing that reasoning? What is their reasoning based on? What does it come from? Where did they come from? How did they attain to that? How did they get to that? See what I'm saying? Like people individualize their own reasoning. Here's one of my faves, okay? Tradition, history, or science as your ultimate authority. Now, what's the problem with using science as the ultimate authority of all things? Is science consistent? No. Is science wobbly? Well, the Earth is 25 billion years old, or the universe, or no, it's 36 billion years old, or it's 12 billion years old. We were all wrong. Well, the guy that said it was 25 billion, did they do something to that guy because he was off by 12 billion? I mean, what happened, right? Back in the day when they first started, cigarettes used to be something people said, smoke those, it'll calm you down. That was
That's
science,
scary.
Right? Isn't that wrong? Isn't that wrong?
That's very wrong.
That's very wrong, right? Some traditions, very wrong, right? I mean, some using history when history went – when it was the wrong thing and people will use that. Not a good idea. My whole point in bringing that up is what is it that people need to utilize as their authority when they're having a discussion? And I think it comes down to exactly what you said, which is the Word of God. Is there anything better to use than the truth that doesn't change?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, see, that's the, right? crazy.
That makes a lot of sense.
See that? It's Friday. I'm making sense. If the Lord's not coming back soon, I'm pretty surprised. No, I'm just letting you know. But see, that's an important point. When you're talking to somebody, you're having a conversation with a person, and you're not sure where it's going, it's important to know where their authority comes from. And so you might talk to a person. I just had this happen not that long ago. And the conversation, their premise of their whole conversation was coming because they were stuck in greed. So everything they saw was in the context of greed, not gainful finances, but like greedy, you know, filthy lucre kind of finances. And it's like, that's wrong. And they're like, well, why? And it's like, that's the problem. You don't even know why that's wrong. Whereas only the truth is the standard by which we can go by and which we can live by. And where do we find the truth?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. John 17:17. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Keep this in mind and keep it simple. God created the universe. He can write a book.
Amen.
I mean, is that that's not bad. Okay. Boy, I'm just rolling along. You ready? Are you excited for the third segment?
I'm excited.
Okay. I'm just making sure you're feeling comfortable. I want to make sure Wonder Julie's doing good. She's only got 45 minutes to go, and then she's done, except for traffic on the way home. All right, folks, you are ready? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off, Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, you're there with us.
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen, and somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed, and I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that, and it was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just to let you know, I really appreciate
it. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
it was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So, anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can give us a call, 972-445-0770, and say, howdy. Got a trivia question coming up. Website, hemustincrease.org. We got our official papers back from the state yesterday, so we can get the bank account stuff squared away. Email david@hemustincrease.org. And then you can always go to hemustincrease.org, and there's a comment thing where you can fill out information. Okay? Facebook, He Must Increase. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, with about 67, almost 70 videos. So there's a lot of stuff all over the place. There's 2,500 hours of podcasts. I was talking to Johnny. I think we're closing in now. I mean, in my total, I think I'm closing in close to 1,500 shows, which is a lot of shows. Wow. I mean, seems like it's a lot of stuff. It's a good thing there's not an ordinance against noise pollution. That's all I got for you. Let's give a shout out to Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is.
Stephanie's from New York Life Insurance Company. She's not from there. She works from there. She didn't come. She wasn't created out of New York Life Insurance Company, and they brought her forth, and she's now – okay. She basically has connected with New York Life Insurance Company. They're training her, walking her through. And why I bring that up, I think it's really important for people to understand, is if you're a person that has never examined your financial status, you're like, I don't even know. I don't even know what it looks like. I don't know what the retirement part looks like. I don't know what any of that stuff looks like. Then this is an excellent opportunity for you to connect with somebody who's right in the throes of that whole growth process. You want to get in touch with Stephanie, there's three ways to do it. You can go to our website, hemustincrease.org, and there's a link that will get you directly to her. The second thing is you can go to LinkedIn, type in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL, which stands for New York Life. And then the third thing is you can reach her by phone at 214-499-5378. She will be in the studio, not next week, but the week after, and we're looking forward to having her. And I just, if you could understand when you meet people, and you know how you'll meet somebody, like either at church or at some kind of gathering, and you just, there's these connections, and you're just like, yeah. And that's because you're brothers and sisters in the Lord, and you know, you're bringing a quart of the Lord, and she's bringing a quart of the Lord, and together you got two quarts. It's like, that's how that works. Although I don't know about the quartz part, but I'm just saying that's the idea behind it. Okay? All right. Trivia question. Are you ready for a trivia question?
Let's do it, brother.
You feel confident? You feel like, okay. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to ask a tough one. So somebody might not be able to answer this right away. Okay? I'm just saying that right now. Okay? It's a toughie. Who was the woman judge who led Israel to victory in the book of Judges? Who was the woman judge? Ooh. Oh, pulling out the stops.
Getting a little technical.
Yep. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Okie dokie, artichokey. I got some stuff coming up. Keep in prayer. I talked to my daughter for a long time. I love her faith and their tenacity. They are just, they just make me proud as a grandparent and as a parent. I'm very proud of what my kids are enduring, and they're going through it, and they're fighting their way through it, and I love it. Please keep in prayer for me so I can make a right decision on the schooling part of it. There's a part of me that thinks I need it. There's another part of me that thinks I don't need it, and there's another part of me that thinks I've lost my mind, so I haven't figured that out quite yet. But I'm trying. That's kind of a nice way to do it. Do we have somebody that has answered the trivia question? I think we do. Let's see. Oh, we do. And I think we got somebody on the phone, either that or they're going to say they want a pizza. So here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Carmen.
Hi. How are you?
Just fine. Oh, how about you?
Good. Long time no talk to. Get it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, who was the woman judge that led Israel to victory in the book of Judges?
The name I wanted to name my daughter, Deborah.
That is correct. You are correct, ma'am. Excellent. And I'm just going to go with you knew that right away, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
No, that's good.
I wanted to my daughter, but when I woke up, her father had given her something different.
Oh, but maybe in heart, she's a woman that can lead people to victory, a prophetess that is just a blessing from the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Great job. Thank you, ma'am. You know how much I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Great job. Did you know that? Was that kind of – that's so hard to remember because there's so many judges and – and most people remember Samson. just a great answer. She's really on top of that. Excellent. Okay, here we go to the next thing. You ready for the next thing? Here is the next thing. John chapter 6, verse 60 and 61. Therefore, when many of his disciples heard this, they said, "This teaching is hard. Who can accept it?" Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were complaining about this, asked them, "Does this offend you?" When Jesus asked that question, he didn't ask it to say, "Does this offend you? I'll stop." It wasn't, "Does this offend you? Well, I'll stop doing that right now. I don't want to be offensive." I don't see that part in there. Do you see that part in there? Missing something?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, Jesus is like, "Does this offend you?" It's almost like, "Does this offend you? Too bad." I know in our society we're supposed to be polite about it, but I'm not sure that Jesus would be presented in today's press as polite. Would you think that that's a fair statement?
He'd probably be sued.
It's an excellent point, although from an attorney point of view, he probably knew the law pretty well. But that's an excellent point. Somebody probably would have went after him, right?
Sad to admit it, but he'd probably be sued.
Wow. That is what a great statement that was, Johnny. That was excellent. So here he says something in Matthew 11:6 that takes you to that next level, and then I'm going to talk about the Old Testament sign. But in 11:6, he says, "If anyone is not offended because of me, he's blessed." Mm-hmm. Now, before we get there, I want to point out, we had one of our – you know, sometimes they ask the questions before they start a show. The gentleman comes out and they ask the questions. And so one of the questions he asks is the Old Testament too old-fashioned? And it's like, see, that's where our society has gotten. And he was not asking that in the affirmative. He was asking that trying to make the clear point that, that Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament are from the Lord. And it's not an old-fashioned issue. But the problem is that people now get offended about the things of God. And here's the thing that, that people aren't going to like. And they think that, that they're offended, that that matters.
Right.
Who does that matter to? Does it matter to you?
No one.
I mean, does it matter to the angels? Are the angels up there going, oh no, Dave's offended? do you think they're thinking any of that?
It comes down to a sin matter. People
good.
People want to make excuses for their sins, and it's acceptable now to judge someone or to say that they're judging you if they call you on a sin.
So there's the problem is, and on our end is. If things that are in the kingdom are offensive, they judge that that's offensive, which is really funny. Then they say, don't judge me. And then they say, so there's that all that confusion there. And then the idea is that that judgment or evaluation matters when God's truth is the standard. You know, like we have – well, I think the country in an economic point of view has used the gold standard. Like there are standards by which we measure things. Well, Scripture makes it clear, especially in the prophet Amos, that the word of God, Scripture, is the plumb line. That's the line by which everything else is measured so that we can make sure everything's straight, not what they say on television or in the movies. Although I did read that one verse, whatever they sayeth on television or movieth, whatever is in Broadwayeth must be trueth. Yeah, see, that's not actually a passage, is it?
No, I'm afraid not, brother.
But I did throw the ifs in there.
You did your best.
I did. I did do my best on that one. Here's the point. The point is, folks, there's no other place, no other person, no other thing, no other concept, no other philosophy, no other access point, entry point or doorway into heaven but Jesus Christ. And if Jesus offends you, time to change you.
Amen.
It's time to get changed by yielding to Jesus Christ. And if you're a person who's out there and you've not yielded to Jesus Christ, right now is as good a time as any. Just coming before the Lord and saying, I surrender my life. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that you died on that cross. You were buried, and 3 days later, you rose again. You ascended into the heavens, or at the right hand of the Father, and you will come again. That, just confessing that before the Lord and believing that before the Lord and being sincere about that before the Lord will change the course of your life forever. And by forever, I actually mean the forever part, because you will spend eternity differently than you would have without that. Isn't that unbelievable? It's incredible, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing, brother.
It is amazing. When somebody tells you they have the answers, you just got to ask them. And this, because I had this conversation with somebody in a restaurant. Not going to say which restaurant. It wasn't San Diego. I actually had this conversation. And the person was telling me about all the things that they were going to do when they died. And I just said, do you have a heaven to put people in? And he said, no. And I said, so you can't put yourself in heaven? He said, no. I said, so good luck with all that stuff. Because without it, it doesn't work. It's very simple. Jesus is offering eternal life, and he's the only way. And unless you have another access point to heaven that you can guarantee, then you should probably www.zipit.com. I mean, how's that?
Pretty much to the point.
Boy, Dave is just blowing it out here. I can just see there's everybody's hair is in the back of their head. Finally, verse 67 and 68 of that same John text says, therefore Jesus said to the 12, you don't want to go away too, do you? Simon Peter answered, Lord, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. Get it? Got it? Keep it. We're going to come back in just a little bit. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. You're always welcome to call and say, howdy. You don't have to use that voice, but you can. Howdy. That's not bad, huh? That's pretty good. Website, hemustincrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org from John 3:30. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. I'm going to turn the segment over to Johnny. We've prayed over him. We've just asked the Lord to bless him. He's just going to share his heart on what the Lord's put on his heart to share with you to be a blessing. All yours.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I want to talk to all you listening folks out there about getting tired. And about remembering who God is. Galatians 6:9 tells us, and let us not grow weary while we're doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So I want to share a story with you. I was out on the move a couple of weeks ago, and something happened that really broke my heart. As we were driving along, I began to hear the sounds of the emergency sirens. And apparently there was a storm that was impending, and this was going to be a really bad one. So as I sit there, I started to have a little unbelief, a little bit of doubt, and I started to wonder in my head, in my mind, what if this is the big one? You know, what if something really bad happens? But almost immediately, God spoke to me, and he planted a seed in my mind, an image, if you will. And I just saw this image of Jesus in a boat with his disciples. And I remember Jesus telling the wind, peace, be still. And this image just rang in my head. It was just something that just stood there. And so in a loud voice, I began to speak to the weather, and I began to command the storm to cease, and I begin to command the wind to subside. And over after a period of a couple of minutes, it did that exact same thing. But I had a few of my other coworkers following me in their vehicle, and they called me on the phone, and they were a little more concerned. They weren't as confident as I was at the time. And I remember one of them in particular said to me, "I'm a little concerned. This storm's getting really, really bad. We're listening to the emergency broadcasting system, and we're supposed to take cover. And I think we shouldn't finish the job." And so it put me in a position to have to convey the message to these guys that God is bigger than the storm. God is bigger than the storm. And if we just put our faith in God and not grow tired of trusting God, then we'll get the results that we're looking for. But because these guys were young in their walk, they didn't listen to what I had to say, and they were a little concerned about it. So we went on to the job. As we approached the job, one of the guys got out and he said, "Look, I don't think we should finish the job." And he decided that he was going to quit. The two other folks that were with us did the same thing as well. The moral of the story is if you lose faith in the midst of a battle, if you forget who God is, things aren't going to go well for you. You can't lose heart. So how do we not lose heart in a situation like this? How do we maintain our focus on who God is? How do we remember what he's done for us? Well, we do that exact same thing. We remember what he's done for us. And we do that by going directly to Scripture. Scripture is very specific about what God has done for us. Isaiah 40 tells us the following. It says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Do you not understand? Since the foundation of the earth, he sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. Its dwellers like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and he spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. To whom," I'll say this again, "to whom will you compare me to?" This is an important part of the verse. "To whom will you compare me to? Who is my equal?" asked the Holy One. "Do you not know? I am the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, the ends of the earth. He never grows faint nor weary. His understanding is beyond searching out. He gives power to the faint and increases the strength of the weakness of the weak." So as Christians, and as we go through our lives, we have to remember to just simply go to the Word of God and remember what God has done for us. Remember who God is and stay consistent with that and not lose hope and keep moving forward in the faith. What do you think about that, David?
That is, first of all, that's the best piece you've done yet. So excellent job. So, you know, he's not paying me to say that. Some others, is he paying you to say that? No. That was excellent, actually. Really, really, really spot on. And here's the big thing that I think fits with that, connects with exactly what Johnny's communicating, and that is we forget that God is with us. We just whatever it is that whatever that dynamic is in our system, and sometimes it makes me feel like just an apostle in the sense that I just can't seem to remember the things Jesus does. It's just like they did, and there's this mindset that oh my goodness, how are we going to get out of this? Oh my goodness, how are we going to get out of this? Oh my goodness, how are we going to get out of this? On Monday of next week, I'm going to be talking about how the children of Israel, the sea split wide open, and they walked across on dry land. I got a message for you if you don't know this. They were a country about to go into a desert with no provision. Okay, it wasn't like they had a hot dog stand there. It wasn't like they had, you know, it wasn't like stadium seating. They were about to go through, and the waters open up, and it's like they had to do that. They were looking at the very miracle of God and still had to be pushed to walk across there because people were like, "Oh, what do I do? What do I do?" It's like, you go forward. What do you mean? What do I do? People looking at the split sea going, "What do we do?" Like, go forward, move.
And not only that, David, but shortly thereafter, when they ran into another obstacle, they had already forgotten what God had did with the sea.
That's it right there. And God does one miracle in our lives, and we're like, oh, thank you. I'll never ask for another sign again. I'm so solid with you. Everything is great. And then you wake up the next day. You go, but Lord,
what have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? See, this is why I love Johnny, because he thinks that's exactly, and you think, well, that's not the right way to do it. No, it's just honest to say that a lot of us do it that way, and we need to do a better job. And the text that he's using and the principle that he's making, we need to remember who this is that is with us on this journey. This isn't good feelings on Pluto kind of thing. This is the creator of the universe that has walked with you and walked with me in all of these circumstances, probably saving us from death a thousand times that we don't know about, literally supplying for us when we never thought we would get through another day, let alone another week, another month, or another year. And that remembrance, that embracing on who God is and what he's done for us sustains us and gives us this ability to keep soldiering on. I just think you did an excellent – the best piece you've done yet, for sure.
Well, Dave, I've only done two pieces.
Well, that's a good point. Don't push your luck. No, I'm kidding. So when you thought of that, did you make connections in your own journey – This storm situation aside, in your journey, did you make the connection and go, oh, you know what? I've done that where I've said, yes, yes, and the Lord showed me his glory, his greatness, and then within short span of time, I forget that he's with me and then go through that whole motion again. Have you gone through that?
Well, not only have I gone through it, but I go through it now. Even that day, even while I was praying, I looked up and watched to see if the storm subsided. And when it didn't subside as quickly as I thought it should, my thoughts went to worry, anxiety, you know, is God going to come through this time? You know, was it coincidental that he came through last time? Just all the things, all the seeds that Satan might plant in your head. You literally have to take command of the situation and remember who God is. Just that simple. I know it sounds simple, but you must remember what God's done for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is funny because this teaching you did just came off that little portion where I'm preaching about keeping your eyes on Jesus and so on and so forth, which is probably not accidental. You know, somebody's probably listening to that and putting this all together.
Amen.
And the idea is to understand that you're going to go through things and they're going to be hard, and the Lord has brought you through in the past, and he's not going to stop bringing you through. He's not going to go, well, I took you to the 50.
Right. You're on your own now.
That's right. Yeah, it's up to you to get to the end zone. I'm done. You just figure it out from there. I don't think that's the process that the Lord deals with us in. And why that's really important is one of the great, great, great teachings. Is this explains why Jesus' other name at birth is God with us. Because
Amen.
We just forget he's with us. He's like,
Amen.
With us. I mean, he's so with us, he became one of us. I mean, that's pretty with us, isn't it? I mean, I wouldn't become one of me.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, it's that commitment. How do you feel you did? Do you feel good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
Okay. You had a lot of material there you wanted to share.
You know what? I had about maybe 10 pages. I shortened it to about three. But the thing is it really came down to one simple point, and that's to not forget – you know, where you've been and what you've been through with Christ. God sent his only son, and he put him on a cross to die for our sins, to set us free from the slavery of sin. And we cannot forget that. Even if we've not seen anything in particular, any particular supernatural miracle, maybe a healed foot or something, God sent his son to die on the cross.
That's right.
We must not forget what God has done for us.
Yeah, and that portion in Galatians 6:9 is an excellent cross-reference to the Isaiah 40 text. It's just an excellent job. Good work, my friend. Good
Amen,
work.
Amen, brother.
All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help His kids, but He does want us to use the wisdom He gave us as well. Insurance Solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM. On Christ
the solid. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Quick reminder, if you want to go to the website, HeMustIncrease.org. We have a prayer request. We're going to pray. We're going to start off right now. We're going to be praying for Bobby. Now, people out there are sitting there thinking, well, do you think God will do something? Don't know. But here's one thing you know for sure. If you don't ask, you won't know. Amen. And that's kind of a big part of it. Bobby is having surgery and open heart surgery. So we're going to pray for the Lord to touch that, bring healing into him, salvation into his life. So let's just pray. Let's just do what we do. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
We humble ourselves before you. We ask you to touch Bobby's life. We ask you to touch his life with your truth, with your love, yes, with your grace, your mercy. Bring healing to his life. Let the doctors in that surgery have great wisdom, great insight. And Lord, we pray that your testimony of how much you love Bobby and every one of us would reach into his heart. While his heart is open, pour into his heart your truth. And let him know that it is by the grace of God that he takes every breath he takes.
Yes, Lord.
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. All right. Love it. Love praying for people. Love it. And so we just, whoever called in, we just, if you give us an update, and people are like, well, what if it doesn't go exactly as you prayed? Well, what if it does? Here's the bottom line. Keep us updated. We'll keep it praying. And anybody can call in anytime for a prayer request, because I think that's the way to do it. If you got something going on, it's serious, let us know. We'll pray. You've got hundreds and thousands of people that are in agreement, and that can't be a bad thing. All right. Let me give a shout-out to Kimberly McQuinn, who I've been working with for the last, 3 days. Like, back and forth, we've done, 17 emails because we're writing her commercial. She is the real estate agent that's coming on board starting in February, but I'm giving her some props early. I will tell you, she even got – she got a website and a phone number to match.
It's so cool.
I can't say what those are yet, but she did a great job. I'm very excited. She has an extremely large amount of experience. She's a broker. She's a realtor, and she's an associate broker with Fathom Realty, and she's going to be coming into the studio for interviews. So all I can tell you right now is if you have any real estate questions or anything going on in your brain and you're like, I need to talk to somebody about this, you really want to touch base with Kimberly McQuinn Ellis. And you can do that. I'll just tell you right now, you can do that by either reaching out to me and I'll give you her contact info. Wait for the commercial next week because it's coming next week. Or you can, like I said, send me an email and then I'll put you in touch directly with her. She's great. Great. And her husband, Tony. Oh my goodness. They have got such a good spirit. And when we first met, they sharing their story. I mean, I just wanted to cry. It was just powerful stuff. And then I always want to give a plug to my man, Donnie. So if you got any moving thing going on at all, we can give Donnie a – can we give Johnny Johnny's music? Can we give him a little music plug?
Well, we're moving on now.
There you go, menofgodmoving.com. You want to reach out to them, you can go to Facebook, Men of God Moving. Just type that in, and Men of God Moving into Facebook. Or you can go to our website, hemustincrease.org. There's a link there. So good job on that. That was really one of your better presentations. I really liked it. I just think it's hilarious that you had so many pages. And then you do radio. If people understand radio ministry, it's like the Lord says, see this thimble? Put it all in there.
Make it all fit.
Okay, Dickie. All right, Judges, chapter 2, verse 6 through 10. Let me read this. This is fascinating. When Joshua had dismissed the people, this is Judges 2, 6 through 10. When Joshua had dismissed the people, the sons of Israel went each to his inheritance to possess the land. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. Then Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And they buried him in the territory in the inheritance of Timnath-Heres in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. All that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord, nor yet the work which he had done for Israel. So after all of that process, and if you'll read in the scriptures, you got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Then you have Joshua. Then you fire your way into Judges. What happens is the people, while Josh was there, while the leadership was going good, by the way, this is one of the reasons I named my son Joshua, the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua. He was a devout, committed, faithful, diligent, Kingdom of God first leader, and during all the life of the elders and all the life of the whole generation that knew Joshua, all their days, they all served the Lord. Then a generation grew up who did not know God. And this is what ushers in Judges. You know what comes from Judges? I said this to Johnny. You remember what I said? What comes from judgment? Judgment. You know what Judges bring? Judgment. And so what happens is if you don't know the Lord and your whole generation grows up that way, and for those that are looking at America and going, uh-oh, you should be going, uh-oh, because what happened after this is the country, because they didn't know the Lord, they fell. And we can't afford to fail in telling the next generation or judgment is certain for our nation. If our next generation does not know or acknowledge or hear about the works of the Lord. And it's so crucial. It's like you think, well, it's political. And you and I just had a discussion with my brother today. And he's much more political than I. It's just how it is. But he's, you know, very spiritual, born again, Bible-believing Christian. But he's more political than I am. And I just said, well, Billy, I said, it's going to come down to this. It's not going to matter for this nation if we reject the Lord being God. It's not going to matter. I don't care who's in office. If God is not acknowledged, there is trouble coming. And it becomes our responsibility. I'm a grandpa. I got kids and grandkids. I don't want them to not know the law. I don't want them to not hear the stories. I'm going to tell them until I have no breath left.
Amen.
Because if not, what's going to happen is it's going to be a disaster for them to grow up. Do you ever feel like maybe our generation needs to be a little more diligent in communicating what God did as opposed to a little more, oh, that's just kids. We'll just send them off to college. Who cares?
You know, that's important. That's an important observation. The last segment that I just did, I had to do that segment for that exact reason, because the newer generations do not have a knowledge of who God is. So that message was not passed on to them.
That's how scary it's scary in the context of what we're setting up by not telling the generation underneath us. That's scary.
Very scary.
And then nobody wants to be a part of that. That's just bad planning. Bad. So as I say, bad dog. I mean, we just can't do that. We got to do a better job of communicating what God has done in our generation with the next generation and the generation that follows. That all by the grace of God. Let's close out the show with prayer. Ready? I'm going to pray real quick. Father, Amen. We come before you right now. We thank you for the opportunity to do the show. I thank you that you blessed Johnny and gave him the opportunity to share his heart. And I pray that what he shared makes a difference in people's lives, that they would hang on remembering who you are and what you've done and not give up. And we ask that all the things that people have heard throughout the week that are a blessing that will draw them closer to you will be sealed by your Spirit as part of their lives so they can move forward in you. And all the other stuff that's not important, Lord, let it just drop off. We don't need that stuff. We need to keep what's healthy and what's good, what Philippians 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 talk about. Give us wisdom, give us grace, give us mercy, give us a closer walk with you. You must increase. We must decrease. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.